Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've found your home for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris reveals how professional services firms can build marketing that generates leads without feeling salesy or compromising professional integrity.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today I'm addressing a challenge I hear constantly from lawyers, consultants, and other service professionals. How do I market my expertise without coming across as pushy or unprofessional? In the next few minutes, I'll share some approaches that have worked for professional services marketing, how to build a sustainable lead pipeline, and a simple homework assignment you can tackle immediately after this episode. Let's be honest. Marketing professional services is fundamentally different from marketing products. I learned this the hard way when I tried to apply traditional marketing tactics to my consulting practice when I first started and watched them fail spectacularly. The problem? Professional services are built on trust, expertise, and relationships, not features and benefits. So let's talk about thought leadership content. This isn't just another buzzword. When done right, it's arguably the most powerful tool in your professional services marketing arsenal. The key is creating content that solves actual problems your prospects are facing right now. There was a law firm that was struggling to generate leads until they analyzed their client intake calls. In doing this exercise, they discovered specific questions that potential clients asked repeatedly. So instead of writing generic legal articles, they started to create detailed guides answering these exact questions. You can probably guess the results. The approach is simple. Identify the top 5 to 7 questions prospects ask before they hire you. Then create deep, helpful content around each question, and don't hold back. The more valuable information you share, the more you demonstrate your expertise. Remember, you're not giving away the solution, you're proving you understand the problem. Next, let's explore relationship marketing. In professional services, your network is your net worth. But building valuable relationships takes more than collecting business cards or sending connection requests. A very effective strategy here is what I call connection multipliers, structured opportunities that deepen several relationships simultaneously. Think intimate roundtable discussions, expert panels, or small workshops where you bring together existing clients and prospects around a common challenge. I'm a big believer in roundtables, and if approached properly, they can be wonderful sources of both ideas and potentially business, or at least referrals. But you have to approach them in the right way with an everyone benefits mindset. When I take part in one of these sessions, I don't look around the room and size up who is a potential customer. Instead, I offer my help and insights freely. It's like I said earlier, it's an opportunity to help others while also getting to share a little of what you can do. Moving on to lead nurturing, the area where I see most professional services firms drop the ball. Unlike retail purchases, professional service decisions might take months or even years. Your marketing needs to reflect this extended timeline. Create a simple nurture system built around a value-first email sequence. Start with a high-value resource in exchange for an email address. Then deliver useful content consistently, not just promotional messages. Try a cadence of one value email to every soft pitch and see how that works for you. Here's a bonus insight about referral programs. Most professional firms know referrals are gold, but few have systemized the process. Don't just hope for referrals. Actively design moments that trigger them. After successful project completions, schedule a specific success review meeting where asking for referrals is part of the agenda. Now for your homework. As soon as you can, I want you to pull up your calendar and block 30 minutes to identify the top 3 questions your prospects ask before hiring you. Then create an outline for a comprehensive guide answering just one of these questions. Don't worry about perfect writing. Focus on being genuinely helpful. This will become the foundation for your thought leadership strategy, and you can save the other 2 questions for future content. That'll do it for this episode. See you next time.
You've just discovered how to market professional services effectively through thought leadership, relationship building, and strategic lead nurturing. Remember that in professional services marketing, demonstrating expertise and building trust should be at the center of every initiative. If you found these strategies valuable, please take a moment to subscribe and share this episode with a colleague who might benefit. And join us next time for another episode of Practical, Actionable Marketing, where we continue to deliver strategies you can implement today. Until then, thanks for tuning in.